Man is now. The first introductory quote at the beginning of Science and Health is a direct instruction on what we should always be striving for. It's in the Gospel of John, and it's words of Jesus that says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." No matter what topic we're considering, we want to make sure we're seeking truth about that topic. Mary Baker Eddy has given us a lot of wonderful references on the word man. In the glossary, she gives us a very simple one. She says that man is the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. That basically is supporting what Genesis 1 states. And it states that God made man in his image and after his likeness. And it also says that God gave man dominion over everything. The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over all the earth. Man certainly could not be material. In fact, she addresses that very point on page 172, under degrees of development. If man was first a material being, he must have passed through all the forms of matter in order to become man. If the material body is man, he is a portion of matter or dust. On the contrary, man is the image and likeness of spirit. And the belief that there is soul in sense or life in matter obtains in mortals, alias mortal mind, to which the apostle refers when he says that we must, quote, put off the old man. There are, of course, a number of verses in the Bible that indicate everything is not all rosy for man. In fact, David, in Psalms 103, the entire chapter is talking how man is going back and forth between being mortal and immortal, being good and evil. We need to pick the characteristics that properly describe the man of God. Otherwise, we're not describing the man, the real man, the man that is, the man that is now. When it's stated that man is, that means in time measurement, man is right here, right now. Since it states that man reflects God, then man could not have a single element that is anything unlike God. So there can be no imperfection in man, because there's no imperfection in perfection. And God is perfect. So man can only reflect what is perfect. Mind represents creative ability, creative force, capacity, capability, functionality, facility, action, performance, power, omniscience, which is intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. God is soul, that is identity, and since spirit is the only substance, the only identity that there can be to identify man is spiritual qualities. Couldn't be anything material, can't be anything evil. Man cannot lack intelligence, wisdom, knowing, cannot lack capacity, capability, functionality. God is life, not death. So the real man can never die. As a matter of fact, in the definition of life, it says that life is eternal. So there is no end and there is no beginning to life. It always is. Always is. Principle is God. Therefore, since principle represents structure, which includes system, then the structure of man could not be material because God is spiritual. So the structure of man has to be spiritual. The system that operates man has to be spiritual. What is that system? That system is the same thing that operates everything in divine metaphysics. There's the word, which is, how is God defined? There's the Christ, which means no matter what comes our way, we're going to translate it through the lens of spirit, just like Jesus did. Jesus never saw a sick or sinful or dead person. He saw them alive and well. And his ability to do that transformed the individual that appeared to have a problem to an individual that had the problem solved. Frederick L. Rawson discovered how to go back in time and have the healing effect at a time prior to the present. As stated, God, represented through his synonymous term mind, is all capacity, capability, functionality, facility, all action. So therefore, man reflecting God cannot lack anything in any of those categories. And so when man is living, which is really an expression of God's qualities, man cannot be expressing anything in his life that lacks anything that is good. On page 587, under the definition of good, it says it is God, Spirit. And then it gives the four omnis: omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omni-knowing. Man, therefore, knows everything he needs to know because there's no limit to the knowing of God, and man reflects God. Man doesn't have to be concerned about forgetting something or not knowing how to do something. Now, we obviously have to take the human steps . We have to know what the principle is about what we're doing. But if we have an obstacle that we don't seem to be able to overcome, that's where God comes in. Because then we can declare that God is all-knowing. And that because we reflect God as His image and likeness, we know everything we need to know to solve the problem. And there's no time that is required, because if we understand clearly enough that there is no time, we will understand that all time is right now. The word obstruction is like having a dam that holds the water from going down to a lower level. It blocks the flow. Can intelligence be blocked? Can capacity, capability, functionality, action be blocked? Is there any reality to a dam that can block perfect flow of God's ideas? What could it be made of? Spirit is the permanent substance. There is no temporary substance. There is only one substance. So what could be the substance of Adam? It doesn't have any. Matter is not real. John asked Jesus, "Is there a material body?" Jesus said, "No." Then John thought he would venture a little further, and he said, "Is there a material universe?" Jesus said, "Most everyone believes that there is, but there is not." There is no material universe. And here we're fooling around with all of our time trying to improve a material condition, when all we have to do is declare that there is no matter, there is no material universe, there is no material man. I am not material. The scientific statement of being says there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God. And man is His image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Why does matter appear to be temporal? Why does it appear to be anything? Because of universal belief. And we did not do a good enough job to guard our thought against it. And therefore it appears temporarily until we wake up and root it out. Claim the truth about it, that it is nothing. It has no foundation, has no origin, no creator. It is not spiritual, therefore it is has no substance, since spirit is the only substance. It has no power. It has no life, no truth, no intelligence. There's no action in matter, no capacity, no capability, no functionality, no facility, no creative ability, creative force. The only thing matter can do is what we falsely believe that it can do. And then we are giving it a home. We're giving it a residence in our consciousness. Then we have to look at the second quote at the beginning of Science and Health. Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So if we're going to think that matter is real, we're going to experience what appears to be reality in matter. It's all because of the way we think. If that's what we think, that's what we will experience. This is everything about our whole life. What we think is what we experience. If we let God be our knowing, then we're not going to mess around thinking about matter having any existence or any power or any intelligence. We won't give it any footing whatsoever. Period. If we don't give it to it, it won't have it, because it has nothing on its own. There is not a single individual out of the entire group of 8.3 billion people that is made out of matter. Because matter is only a false belief. It is not a fact. The only fact is God. God is it. There's no competition with God. There's no opposition to God. Because if God is real, which God is, then anything unlike God is false. The truth that is in this recording can be applied to any topic whatsoever about man, or actually about any topic, because we're talking about the truth about God, and we're just connecting it to the fact that man is the image and likeness of God. Everything that exists is a manifestation, a God image. Because everything is either God or an image of God. There is nothing in between. A tree reflects the beauty and the life and the strength the sustainability. According to news stories, the U.S. government has fired missiles deep inside Russia in the last 24 hours. The real man, the image and likeness of God, has no capacity to be evil. Because all capacity is spiritual, and that's the opposite of evil, because spirit is good. The definition that was read or recited was that good is God, spirit. That means God is spirit. That means good is spirit. That means that good is God. So there cannot be any evil spirit. There cannot be any evil reality. There cannot be any evil that has any capacity or capability or functionality or action. If enough of us was clear enough on that, there couldn't be any evil act, any evil individual, any evil event of any kind ever. The Lord's Prayer is a prayer that Mary Baker Eddy stated. And number one, it's the only prayer that Christ Jesus gave the world. Number two, she said that if it was spiritually understood, any problem whatsoever could be healed instantaneously. There could never be a conflict of any kind whatsoever if enough people would just understand spiritually the Lord's Prayer. And to understand it, we need to live it. To live it, we would be refuting anything unlike what is in the Lord's Prayer. Every time we exercise the quality that is expressed in the Lord's Prayer, we are rejecting anything unlike God. We're rejecting evil of every kind whatsoever. And we have the formula right in front of our face. We have no excuse for ignoring it. Every reason to know it frontwards and backwards and comply with it, to live our life as it states. One prerequisite is that we must lift up Christ Jesus, who is the Son of Man. We must lift him up in our consciousness. We need to recognize that he is the Son of God. We all need to be practicing that we are the sons and daughters of man. And as we elevate our understanding and live our life accordingly, we should also be sons and daughters of God. Christ Jesus is the Son of God. But we can all be sons of God and daughters of God by following in the footsteps of Christ Jesus' example. We cannot be God. Jesus was not God, because God is omnipresent and God is infinite. Everyone together comprises the reflection of God's qualities. No single individual can do it, because God manifests itself as the infinite good, the infinite intelligence, the infinite action, the infinite creative power, the infinite creator. So, Christ Jesus being the Son of God is different than us being a son or daughter of God. Here's what the Lord's Prayer says. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious. Hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Amen.